I'm Adam Cotterell.
And I'm Elizabeth Duncan.
We're driving around Boise today, conducting a sort of experiment. We're looking at Boise's commercial real estate market. Where are we now?
Adam, we're at the corner of Park Center and Apple, right where the Albertsons store is.
And here there's also what I think used to be a Kmart. It's an enormous, empty, abandoned commercial real estate spot. Starting here, we're going to drive down Park Center, and we're going to count four lease signs.
Okay, Adam, so when I get here on Park Center and I'm heading west, I'm going to zero the odometer.
So even before we get through this light, we've got this huge space. Next to that, there's another four lease sign. Right here on our left by the Walgreens, there's another. So we haven't even started yet, and we've got three.
You almost become immune to the number of signs. We see them so often, and we've seen them for so long. But when you start considering it, you think, you know, that for lease sign has been there for a long, long time. How long can something stay unoccupied?
You know, Elizabeth, I took that same question to someone in the commercial real estate business recently. His name's Bob Nahas, and he's president of Nahas Enterprises. I visited him in his office in downtown Eagle. I asked Nahas how long someone in his business can last with so many vacant spaces.
If you've got deep pockets, you can hold on, you might be okay. But at the same time, you have to be willing to take a lot less rent. You're already having a lot of developers that are in serious financial difficulties, and many of them have had to declare bankruptcy.
Are we going to see more of that in the near future?
Well, I think that we will. The commercial market didn't go into the recession at the same time as the residential did. And so it's going to take longer, in my opinion, to come out.
So, Adam, Nahas brings up what's perhaps the worst part of the commercial real estate situation. As bad as things are, they're likely to get worse.
Well, that is what a lot of economists are saying. Peter Crabb is one of those. He teaches economics and finance at Northwest Nazarene University.
The commercial real estate market, historically, has followed the residential real estate market. As new residential developments grew, commercial developments followed them. I don't see that trend being any different this time. The commercial real estate market should be off just as much, but it should lag a little bit. Just as it lags developing on the way up, it lags contracting on the way down.
We saw a huge crash after the bubble popped in the housing market. That was one of the main things that led to our current recession.
So we haven't seen a comparable crash or burst bubble in commercial real estate.
Because of the lag between the two markets, Crabb and others think that may still be on the horizon.
Right as you pass River Run, there's an office complex. We have a massive sign up here for lease.
Here we've got what used to be a bank is now standing empty.
Talbot's used to be located here, so we're at that Park Center Mall area. A lot of space available in there.
We've got four lease signs on opposite sides of the street, so we're up to 11 now.
Gone 1.1 miles. I'm getting whiplash looking back and forth from side to side looking at all the four lease signs right now.
You know, Elizabeth, the crash in the commercial real estate market that's on the horizon could deepen this recession or even start it again from the top. But it may never happen at all. Dr. Crabb from NNU says there are some factors operating in the market that could prevent a commercial real estate crash. Many of those come from banks. One of the things happening, Crabb says, is banks aren't handling the bursting of the commercial bubble the same way they did the housing bubble.
What we haven't seen is the banks pushing those developers into foreclosure. It appears that they are willing to wait them out. I don't think they want to own the commercial properties. And they don't want to push prices down so low that they can't recoup very well on their loans.
Realistically, Adam, banks may not be in a position to ward off further trouble in commercial real estate.
Well, that's true. I spoke to Rob Perez, the president of Western Capital Bank. Western Capital is a bank dedicated just to business. They opened 16 months ago and were one of the last banks in the U.S. to receive a license. Perez says he's a banking nerd and proud of it.
As soon as we walk into a conference room at Western Capital, he goes to a whiteboard and starts filling it with equations used in the industry. Perez calls conditions in commercial real estate a perfect storm.
You have a real estate industry that is looking to refinance assets, and you have a banking industry that is looking to reduce assets. And so you have this confluence of events that causes huge stress in not only the banking sector, but in the real estate sector.
According to Perez, banks are having to reevaluate all their dealings with commercial real estate.
Now there's a higher perceived risk in the real estate market. If the rate of return required by an investor is higher, plus your operating income is lower, you have a significant decline in value. And so we're seeing a devaluation, or I should say a change in valuation in the real estate business.
If banks reevaluate all their commercial loans downward, they'll have less money to lend, and that could deepen the recession. Good grief.
We may already be seeing that happen. At least that's what our commercial real estate agent Bob Nahas thinks.
It's very, very difficult to work with the banks today. They are very nervous. The credit lines that used to be easy to acquire and which businesses really need in order to survive are very difficult to get. It doesn't really make any difference what kind of a credit history you have. Everybody is having difficulty borrowing money.
And Nahas, can he make it through?
He says he's in a better position than most. He saw the housing crash coming and took precautions. He shut down the development side of his business and is focusing on keeping tenants in his properties. He's had to lower rents and make new deals, but still, he's been hit hard. One of his big clients was Blockbuster Video, and they've recently closed most of their Treasure Valley locations.
Yeah, I've noticed that. So what about a solution?
Nahas thinks it's all about confidence. He says once people are willing to take risks again, things will get better.
Bank President Rob Perez?
He says banks can't handle commercial real estate investing on their own. He says the only hope is to revitalize something that many people blame for our current crisis, the commercial mortgage-backed securities market.
Everyone seems to have a different take. What are economists predicting?
Well, if we see a crash in the market, it'll happen in the next few months. And Peter Crabb predicts if we avoid a crash, the market will continue to suffer for the rest of the year. But in 2010, it should start to improve.
Okay, what about our for lease sign count?
So we have for lease signs here in front of the Pinnacle building, and right across the street from that, we have a 5-spot retail facility. 2 of them appear to be empty and have for lease signs. So I make that 15 for lease signs in 1.5 miles.
1.5 miles, 15.
For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.
And I'm Elizabeth Duncan.
Oh, there's another one. We missed that one right back there.